We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I may be reading too far into this. And we'll get the debate started in a few minutes. We're going to set things up. We're going to let JJ relax a little bit. I don't want any unfair advantage. Yastrzemski comes in. Forget the Yankee hat, because he knows that doesn't bother me that much. He's wearing a Knicks shirt, and I think he knows. It's not on purpose, JJ? Because I despise the Knicks. You understand that?
The reason I'm wearing a Knicks shirt.
Go ahead.
Is because I stayed at Caitlin's, and I am kind of short on clothing. So I had to buy jeans. A good buddy of mine, Steve, who is a size medium, I said to him yesterday, if I'm going to stay over Kate's, you got to give me a medium
shirt.
That's
your girlfriend, correct?
Yes, okay. Kate is my girlfriend.
I just want to clarify what's going on. Okay.
Her good friend Dana.
Okay.
Boyfriend Steve. We were over there last night.
Okay.
So basically, to entice me to stay over, Kate was like, you got to borrow a t-shirt from.
Why wouldn't you have clothes already there?
Because I'm a dope. And I should have them. Well, here's the issue, Evan. I should have clothes there. I usually do, but they're like a lot of ratty gym shirts.
Well, what is this?
That's a borrowed t-shirt.
It's a borrowed, disgusting Knicks shirt.
This is vintage. I mean, you sound like Francesa. Francesa was mocking my yellow submarine shirt.
No, I'm
which
not.
Which was gold.
First of all, hold on a second. I am not Francesa when it comes to mocking clothes. Look at me. I'm mocking
hey,
the
kid, you got to learn how to dress.
You got to put better jeans on him. Okay, I can wear shorts. You cannot wear shorts, okay? There's a big difference, okay? Go be number one for 25 years, okay? You're number one for 20 years, whatever the hell you want. It was the Nick thing because I think, and it's smart if you were doing this, you should have BS'd me to get into your opponent's head. And
I don't need to do that. With the debate we're going to have. No, I don't need to do that because, all right, so where do you want to start? All right, how about this?
Go
I'm going to ask you a question first.
No, don't ask me anything.
No, I'm going to ask you. So make your case for why the rules should remain the way that they are. I want to hear this.
I'm going to say that, but here's the way I think it should go.
Okay.
I think that you and I should each get, a minute and a half for opening statements on making their point, which is basically what you just asked me, right?
All right, that's fine. Okay. Then start off.
Hold on, calm down here, okay? So I think we each do that.
Okay.
And then we can retort each other and, fight. And if Ernie wants to interchange because it's getting out of hand, he could stop and ask some questions. Whenever Ernie turns the mic on, we stop. He controls it now.
Ernie, so we'll give him the power. Ernie will be the authority here. I like that.
Yeah, I think that's a way to go.
A 60-second opening statement?
Yeah, I think 60 seconds is fine. I am a fair guy. I like you. So if you would like to go first.
No.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Your idea.
Okay.
Your show.
All right. Start the clock now. America is a great country. All right. I love it. But one thing that's happening is we're getting too soft. Okay. We're getting very, very soft. So when a guy gets hurt, I've got to hear, oh no, he swung the bat. He ran the bases. He got hurt. We need to change the rules. Oh, no. Do we hear that when a pitcher, fields a ground ball? Are we going to hear that down the road? Can you promise me that? Instead of whining and complaining about injuries or guys aren't good at something, if you're not good at something, practice and get better at something. These are all world-class athletes. These guys start off usually as guys who hit, pitch, they do it all. Now, all of a sudden, because of other leagues, which is always a great excuse, no other league has it, they don't perform as well. If you do something enough, you can do something better. So I'm sick of America getting soft. I'm sick of making rules to help the softness. If you want America to be tough, you stick with what we've got.
Here's what I know, Evan. The designated hitter has been in place since 1973, right?
Yes.
But if you look at baseball now over the last 20 or 30 years, there have been a great amount of changes, right? I mean, we look at the wild card. The baseball purist said the wild card will never work. Now it is institution. Interleague play. Why do we have interleague play? Why do we have middle relievers? Sooner or later, you have to acknowledge a way that we once went about things needs to change. And when I sit there and I watch some of these putrid embarrassments on both sides of the spectrum, I'm not talking about just National League pitchers or just American League pitchers. I am watching incompetence at the highest level. I pay a lot of money to go to games. I want to see the very best of the best. And I'm sorry, it is far more entertaining to watch a guy like Stanton, a guy like J.D. Martinez, a guy like Big Poppy or Edgar Martinez mash for four or five at-bats than it is to see a double switch or it is to have that quote-unquote strategy that's out there.
Buzz.
It is a better brand of baseball in the American League.
Okay.
Case closed.
There's a lot to unpack here that
Good.
I'd like to attack.
Good.
Number one, you said something false.
What's that?
You claimed that we only see J.D. Martinez because there's a DH. Give me a break. If there was no DH, he'd still play.
Well,
so you're not seeing
but it
him.
Doesn't matter.
No,
he is a designated hitter.
Okay, he's a DH because the rule's there, but it's not as if you wouldn't be batting if the pitcher hit.
Sure, but you have a more competent bat in the Red Sox lineup
that.
Than it is than watching a 130 pitcher.
I'm just clarifying the facts.
But it doesn't
JD
matter.
Would
he's
still,
a,
of course
he a
it
designated
matters.
Hitter, yes or no?
Because it's
he's
there.
A designated
he can also
hitter.
Play the outfield.
It doesn't matter.
He's not David Ortiz. David Ortiz is different, and I'll give you that.
Hunt, you could have put David Ortiz at first
you
base.
You could
then.
Have, but I don't know. What,
speaking.
But he also DH 95% of the time.
That's fine.
Because he had to.
Well, because
I think
it's
different.
Rules.
I think it's different.
Rules.
Number two. Okay? Number two.
Okay.
You are making a claim for yourself, which I actually respect, that you're more entertained by better hitters.
Absolutely.
And I respect that. But am I telling you to adopt what I'm most entertained by? I respect that you're entertained by that, and I say, okay, fine, you do that. Why do you feel the need to force your views on me?
I'm going
to
tell you why.
Why.
Because I would rather, and I think most baseball fans,
that's you.
Doesn't matter. The idea of seeing a more competent bat, seeing a guy who actually has a chance to do something, as opposed to seeing a 120 batter, it's a better brand of baseball. And hold on a second. Why should the American League be put at a disadvantage in the World Series by having to take a designated hitter, sit him on the bench for three games, where in the National League, you can take a competent bat, put him in the lineup, no problem. And I've heard your compromise. The idea of interleague play, the idea of having a DH. Well, if you're going to go that far, then, Evan, what I want you to do right now, and I will let you even have your set of rules, even though I don't like them. No. If you allow in the World Series the designated hitter for seven games, that
no,
to me...
I won't give that
Well,
up.
You should.
Why?
Because
you like something
that
better?
That way, we have a universal set of rules that is going to go both ends.
Yeah, but you, first of all, I don't believe you make a claim, okay? Your claim is that the American League is at a bigger disadvantage in the World Series.
Absolutely.
I think that's complete
Why?
BS.
You can get because a 260 put, hitter
no, no,
off
no.
your bench as opposed
exactly.
to...
Exactly!
Yeah, well, it's a big difference between 260 coming off the bench and taking
hold
a
on,
guy,
hold on,
for
hold
example,
is JD,
like Tanaka, who never swings a bat.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. If the Yankees are in the World Series, let's use them.
Sure.
Is Giancarlo not going to play?
No, but Aaron Hicks
okay.
and Brett Gardner's not going to play.
Okay, well, the National League, they don't have a guy nearly as good as Giancarlo
come
or
on.
Aaron Hicks.
Well, maybe they're not going to find Giancarlo or Aaron
because
Hicks.
Because they don't have a DH.
But that's a big difference taking, for example, a Wilmer Flores type or taking a guy who is a Chris Taylor, Kike Hernandez type.
Let me ask you a question.
As opposed to batting a pitcher.
Let me ask you a question.
It is.
You make the argument, probably factually accurate, that most pitchers are not good hitters, right? That's what you
They're
say.
Hideous hitters.
Okay, most of them. Not all of them, but most of them.
90%.
Let's use the 90%.
Sure.
If you are a hideous hitter in the American League, who probably has experience in the National League, you're a hideous hitter no matter what. So is there a greater difference between both pitchers hitting and the downgrade that both American League and National League pitchers have as compared to the downgrade from the hitter the National League is putting into DH that the American League is losing?
Absolutely.
No,
there is a big difference. You're taking a professional hitter. You're not taking a pitcher who is a professional hitter. The National League has far more experience
swinging
at bats.
But the National League is putting...
Bunting, doing this,
but Jay,
doing that.
Jay.
Come on.
The National League team is putting a bench player as their DH.
So
a bench
what?
Player.
A bench
Wait,
player
so
who
what?
Is competent, who is capable of swinging a bat. And who knows, that bench player might be an everyday player in the American League.
Is he?
Why
is,
it, not?
Is that most of the time?
You don't know
but
that.
But let's get back to this, because this is the part that really bothers me. Because you got me in the weeds debating the merits of it. At the end of the day, I respect you, and I respect your opinion. How come you don't respect us?
Because to me, Evan, it's come to a point where the incompetence from the pitchers swinging a bat has gotten so bad.
Oh, it's gotten worse?
Oh, it's absolutely
gotten
worse. Then
let them hit the minor leagues. Let them learn.
Why?
Why? So they aren't incompetent, like you just said.
They don't do it in any other league.
So that's not a good answer.
It is a good answer.
Why? They've changed that.
They changed it in high school.
Let the pitcher
hit. They changed
it
in college, so you might as well go there then.
JJ,
why not
most
start in high
of the guys
start in college.
They should. Everybody should hit.
Well,
if you're
it's
a
ridiculous.
Player, you should play.
It's specialization.
When does it stop?
What about relief pitching?
What about
all of a sudden now? You don't have a problem with middle relief? Well, that has dramatically changed over the years.
Sure, things change, but this isn't the kind
of change that's necessary. It is necessary.
Because that change has occurred because of the fact that it's evolved over a long period of time on the way managers look and general managers look at kind of going about playing the game of baseball.
And this hasn't evolved.
What's changed between now and 1973?
Because
what's
pitchers
changed?
Cannot lay down bunts. They cannot run the bases.
You're making a general statement, though.
What is the best hitting pitcher you're going to hit? 250?
Depends who.
If they're good.
I mean, Shohei Ohtani's a pitcher.
No.
We don't include him.
He doesn't count.
He doesn't count. Put him to the side.
Because he is a legit hitter.
Oh, really? And why is that? Why is he that?
Let Bumgarner, if you want Bumgarner, or let's say one of your Met guys, DeGrom, Mats, whoever, you want them to hit? Let him hit for himself.
I've never said that they're good enough to be those kinds of hitters.
But why, as a fan, do you want to watch these guys hit for three or four times?
First of all, because I think there's a lot of strategy in the National League that you guys love to mock.
Please.
See, here it is. They're mocking it.
Strategy.
What don't you like?
Who cares?
I care. That's the problem.
Cares?
Of course, I care.
That or a big bopper getting three or four at bats.
Oh, yeah. We need more
offense.
Why
am I going to make the pitchers? I don't care about the lack of offense, more offense, what have you.
Well, it adds more offense.
Why am I going to take a pitcher like DeGrom, like Syndergaard, whoever it may be, and make it easier for them knowing they have that blow
make
in a nine spot?
Make it easier for them. It's one spot.
Doesn't
in the
matter.
Order.
It's a big blow
Stop
in the lineup.
Stop making a big deal out of
that
it.
That is a big blow in the lineup.
A big deal.
Getting a competent hitter or getting a guy who's going to stand there with the bat
on
his shoulders
for
three.
Are we going to have specialized runners too? Are we going to have specialized fielders?
No.
It stops here.
A set of specialization in the American League. There's a big difference. Set of specialization in the American League and the National League.
But you talk about the game evolving, which it has.
Yes.
What's to say in 5 years we're not going to have crybabies like yourself saying, oh, the guy got hurt fielding. We need to put a fielder out there for him.
It's very, very different.
Why is it different?
Because in the American League, as you are seeing now, and you've seen for 40 years, the designated hitter has been a part of the game.
So what?
You're telling me now
things change.
Why can't we have a universal set of rules where you have a competent quality hitter?
Because
getting
JJ,
three or four bats, and it's not going to happen overnight.
Because here's the reason, and I think this is the thing you're ignoring the most, okay? Because I understand where you're coming from, and I think that's the difference. I think you bring up great points about why you like your rules. The difference is I respect you and you don't respect us. You are forcing something upon us. If I told you right now that in my hands, I had a poll. I have a poll right here.
Okay.
In which National League fans overwhelmingly say they don't want the DH in their league. What would you say to that?
I would say they're out of touch.
Oh, they're out of touch.
I think you're out of touch.
So you're ignoring the will of the people.
No, I'm not ignoring anything.
Do you overturn elections while you're at it, too?
No. I am not a politician.
Oh, okay. Well, you sound like one.
Is that there is a consensus amongst players.
For who?
Players.
I don't care. It's a game for the fans.
What do you mean? It doesn't matter.
For the fans.
You're telling me that it's a better – you honestly think it is a better brand of baseball – watching a pitcher swing and have four at-bats in a game.
I think there's a lot. First of all, it's not four at-bats. You're over-exaggerating. They mostly get pinch hit after the second at-bat.
It's at least three or four at-bats.
I think there is a strategy to the game, which I know.
Betances swinging three times?
Well, that's his fault.
Trying to daddy hack?
Go learn how to hit.
No.
Be a man. Learn how to hit.
He hasn't learned for 10, 12 years of his life. Why does it need to change?
Because it's a part of the game.
It's not a part of the game
anymore. Yes, it is.
That's
it's
what you are
neglecting.
It's not a part of the game anymore.
Why? Because you say it isn't?
No, because I acknowledge it.
Did he
in
bat?
High school, in college. Then these guys have five at-bats before they get in a big league.
JJ, I don't think it's fair, okay? And by the way, can I just interject with something? Is it true you faced Ellen Betances in high school?
Yeah, it was not pretty.
Was it as unpretty as when I struck you out?
No, actually, that was worse.
Because I put... I put the K in Jastrzemski.
Well, I mean, you know, you're a lefty that throws 50 miles an hour.
So? Who cares? I struck out.
Well, I want another at bat.
Okay.
I want another at bat.
You know what? You're welcome anytime to come on down. I'll strike your ass out again.
Let's go. I would say I'd hit one over the fence, but I wouldn't.
No,
my goal would be to try to hit one right at you, like your face. Not actually hitting your face, but to at least give you the scare that it's coming out.
And I can promise you this, if you hit me in the face, I wouldn't whine and say we need a designated fielder. I think this is ridiculous that you guys are so soft. No,
I'm not calling for a designated
hitters. But they're not good hitters. They can get hurt.
I want a universal set of rules.
Why? We don't need a universal set of rules. The leagues are different. What's the problem?
It's growing. It's evolving. The idea of the American League and the National League specialization is out the window. Do you have different presidents anymore?
But that's not enough of a reason, though the leagues are unified. I agree with you. I'm not going to try to move on from the point.
20, 30 years ago, it was very different. And, Evan, I told you this the other day. I used to be a fan of the way it was.
So what happened to you?
I'm going to tell you what happened. I have seen the pitchers become more and more incompetent.
Oh, stop.
They have. They absolutely have.
So you're admitting that you are helping out incompetence by changing rules for them.
It's not helping out incompetence.
Do you understand why I don't like that? But do you understand why that bothers me? That you're basically saying guys are not good at something, so we need to protect them from themselves.
But basically what you need to do then, if you want to really enforce your way of thinking, mm-hmm. where the pitcher actually can still have a role in baseball,
okay.
go to the high school level.
Yes.
Go to the college
yes.
level and do it that way.
So
I don't want to do it that
why?
Way.
Why?
Because I don't. Because they're going to be so protective, as they should be, of the arms and the nature of these pitchers getting hurt, which is happening every other time. I mean, you're losing guys. This team is losing guys. That team is losing guys. Why do I need
these crowns? They get hurt doing everything,
but it doesn't matter. I have these crown jewels. I have these guys that I value, and I'm now all of a sudden going to put them at risk swinging a bat? Why?
Because it's a part of the game that while you don't understand, National League fans like. And I think it's very disrespectful. I think you are very disrespectful to National League fans that you ignore the will of them.
Get with the times.
You we don't want your rules, JJ.
Your rules are outdated. Your rules
are
prehistoric.
Hold on. Am I forcing on you?
Hold on a second.
Go
but ahead. You're basically taking the argument that, you know, we're trying to enforce the American League style play on you.
You are.
But basically, hold on now. Would you have said in 93 you like the wild card?
I actually did, yeah.
See, but you're in the minority.
I'm open.
A lot of people who are in this purist camp, which you're in, which is fine.
In some cases, I am.
The purists looked at the wild card as heresy.
Yeah,
how could you change the playoff format? How could you do this? How
JJ,
could you do that?
Here's the difference. But here's the difference, okay? When the wild card came about, and I'll never forget it, and I was open to it as a fan. I was young at the time, but I was like, this is kind of cool. I like it. I don't like interleague play. So when you use that argument, you lose me. I hate it. I don't like interleague play. So I get rid of that. That's one of those new additions I'm not a fan of. But we didn't know what the wild card format was going to be like, right? We needed to experience it. I've seen the DH. You know me. You watch every, and I respect this, you watch a lot of National League Baseball.
I know.
Right? I watch a lot of American League Baseball. I know your rules. I know your sport. And I admit, as a geek that scores games, I love scoring American League games. Less work.
I was going to say, a lot easier, man.
Much easier.
You don't got to worry about hitting the pitcher one and hitting that guy nine.
I love it.
Making a messier scoreboard.
Right. I love it. But I've seen it. So I think it's very different than you bringing up something that at the time nobody ever saw to know if they like it or not. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
I understand that. But I think after watching now the ineptitude, and it is ineptitude, and I'm not just talking about the whiny excuse as you made in your opening monologue about a pitcher getting hurt. And obviously,
you made that excuse, though.
But it's a part of the argument. It's not the only argument. To me, it's about having a universal set of rules first and foremost. I think that's important. You know, in every other sport, there is a universal set of rules. Do we have different rules for the AFC and the NFC in football? Do we have different rules in the Eastern and the Western Conference in basketball? I mean, to me, you got to go about it one way.
Let me ask you this. America, which I think we agree, greatest country ever created.
Of course.
What an idea America was. America was built on a compromise. That's the way it was built.
Sure.
Okay? This whole country is built on a compromise. This format that we have right now is so Americana because it's a compromise. I will never, I promise you, and I've said this many times on the air, and I cringe when Gary Cohen does it. When Gary Cohen tries to explain why the American League should get rid of the DH. I don't like that.
Fine, you know that will never happen.
But that's besides the point.
Never.
I don't ask for that. Because I respect you. And I respect your brethren. And I expect your views on this. I feel like you don't respect us. And that bothers me. This is a compromise. And I am willing to go even further. I told you, in interleague play, you can have the DH. I will not give you the World Series.
See,
I've already given you more.
Evan,
give me something back.
Evan, I'll let you have your set of rules.
Oh, thanks.
But in the World Series,
no.
I need to have a universal set of rules. And if it means the National League, and obviously the value of a pinch hitter means a great deal in the National League. There's some very, very good pinch hitters that have been over the years. These are guys that in many cases would have been able to be DHs, would have been able maybe to play every day in certain situations. Keep a guy like that on your roster. I'm not saying you got to do it overnight.
Okay.
I'm not saying you got to do it with ease. If we could find a way where the National League, boom, has this set of rules. Okay. American League, National League, interleague play. There's a DH. If you sold me on the idea of the DH in the World Series, I'd be willing to compromise.
What if
in the spirit of your compromise.
Yeah, you're not compromising on a damn thing. All you're doing is letting me keep what I have. That's not a compromise.
It is, because I'm giving in the what are you giving series,
me?
I am
I'm
not
giving
take...
in. What are you giving me? What have you given me?
I'm going to tell you what I'm giving
other
you.
Other than fun radio,
your
what have you given
me? Your set of
rules
that can stay there for the National League,
oh,
period.
Thanks. I get to keep what I have.
Because I will take it, and I get so annoyed. And I'm not what? Even a Red Sox fan. In 2013, I thought it was an absolute disgrace that they get to have Mike Napoli or David Ortiz on the bench for three games in a World Series.
On.
That's a big part of their team.
It's a part
come
of
on,
game,
that
man.
Entire team in 2013, which, by the way, is one of the flukiest championships in the history of sports.
Yeah, throw that in there.
And, Evan, it made me sick.
I
was nauseated. I was so annoyed watching this. But I say, hold on a second now. Their lineup, their fabric all year, the beards, the touching yeah. it, it's yeah. Ortiz.
What does
it's
this
Napoli.
Have to do with the DH?
They had to keep one of those guys on the bench for three games.
Let me offer this compromise to you, okay? I've already offered so much. I mean, Jesus, I'm a terrible negotiator.
So much.
You've given me nothing.
I'm giving you what I have. Exactly.
Yeah, thanks. What if we met, first of all, before 1986, 1985 and before that, it used to just be every other year. They knew ahead of time the DH will be used in this World Series or the DH won't be used in this World Series. It was just every other year. Starting in 86, they did it where the home team uses their rules. Number one, we could go back to that, which is just every other year. Or number two, we could try to go back and have some fun with interleague play of the All-Star game and put the winning league getting to use their rules. Would you accept that?
Now, it would be tough to take, but considering that it's better than what we're looking at right now.
Fine. I accept.
It is better than what we're looking at
Done.
Right now.
Done.
Because think about it, Evan. In the World Series, now, you are never going to change your stance on universal DH. I know there's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smart. I acknowledge that you are very protective of your set of rules. You love the purity of your set of rules.
Yep.
You love the strategy of your set of
I
rules.
I do. Thank you.
I disagree with them.
Okay.
I don't like them. I don't want them. I, in fact, want to see you come with the times and join forces with me because, like I told you earlier, I thought that I could maybe somehow, some way, convince you that the American League, the National League, coming together,
no.
Universal DH, it's never going to happen. And I get it. For many of the people listening right now, you guys are very protective of your rules. But. If we can find a
our
way.
Our rules are better than your rules.
They are.
I'm better than you.
I'm not trying to say I'm better than you. I'm trying to say that the American rules are better.
There's an I in John Jastrzemski. There's no I in Evan Roberts.
Nah,
you're very selfish
it.
About
stop
what
it.
You believe in.
Stop it. Stop it.
Took me 30 seconds to think of that.
I watch some of these pitchers hit.
Yes.
And it doesn't make you cringe?
Not really.
Really?
It's a part of the game.
No,
I said get better.
But it shouldn't be.
Can I tell you what I loved? You know, everybody talks about Bartolo Colon and how much fun that was. Here's my positive to Colon. It's very different than what people say. When Bartolo Colon first came to the National League, it was beyond a joke. And I saw a guy that worked his ass off in his 40s and got better. And I love, as a sports fan, watching guys get better. Watching guys work hard to get better. I remember Adam Wainwright, who was always a good hitter. Adam Wainwright, supposedly in spring training, got the Cardinal pitchers into a room and read them the Riot Act and said, hitting is not a joke. Okay, we do not give at-bats away. We are going to work hard, and we're going to become more competent hitters. And I loved hearing that.
Yeah, but for every example of that, you're going to see
more of that.
Yeah, but you're going to see 8 or 9 examples of pure incompetence.
But I'm going to tell you something
not
else.
Not just in the American League, in your league as well.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something else. You say, I'll never come around.
Never.
I will be honest with you, and maybe this will happen. Maybe there'll be a day where you're going to be able to hold up a piece of paper and say, Evan, they polled National League fans. They're ready. 80% of them want the DH. If that day happens, while I won't like it, I would accept it. What bothers me right now
is you don't get the sense of support.
No, I think the National League fans like their rules. So why are you telling us what we should change? And that's the crux of the thing that bothers me. It's not about the merits of the DH, because like I said, and I hope you think I brought up some good points, but I think you bring up fine points.
It's fine. The whole strategy thing bothers me, but I see
why?
Where you're going.
It's dopey.
It's out there.
It's dopey.
I'm sorry.
Who say it's dopey?
It's dopey.
We don't think it's dopey.
I'm sorry. When you got a pitcher pitching great,
yeah.
I don't need to have the scenario in my head. Do I bat for him? Do I pitch him?
Why?
No, let him keep pitching.
Why?
Because he's great.
Make
he should still continue to pitch.
Make a decision.
No, no.
Oh, you like
I
things easy.
I want to have a good at bat. I want to have my pitcher in the game.
So typical. You just want things easy. That's it. You just want it to be easy.
Are you
going to
say typical millennial? I was
Why would I say that? Are we almost the same age?
I was going to say, I thought maybe you were
going
to pull
that on
me.
I would never pull that. Come on. I've heard trust me. Being here in my 20s, you think I'm going to ever pull that on anybody? Would never do that.
30 years old.
Yeah, I'm 35. We're basically the same age.
Really?
I mean, I'm a little bit older, but, you know, I don't think we're in different generations.
I was going to say, I thought maybe you were going to say Generation X, JJ's a millennial. I screwed that all up. I don't know.
I was going to do something else, but I've decided not to because I know it ticks off a lot of people. I was going to try to make a political joke about it.
Ah, don't do that. You'll get in a lot of trouble. Trust me.
I won't get in trouble. Just annoy everybody.
But like, if you make that sort of joke, you know that half the audience, one way or the other, is going to hate you.
Of course.
That's why people ask me, do you ever bring it up on the air? And I'm like, no. I was like, why would I do that?
Well, I'll tell you, after the election,
that's
all people wanted to talk about. And I thought it was easy for me to do it because I hated both candidates and voted for a third party person. So if I'm, you know, mad at everybody and I don't like everybody, it's tough for anybody to get that ticked off because I don't like anybody. So
let me ask
you. By the
way,
the guy I voted for president follows me on Twitter. One of my great accomplishments of all time.
That's impressive.
Thank you. Even though he only got him.
Top three.
Jose Bautista?
Shut up.
I mean, that's the guy. Who isn't Jose Bautista?
He follows Dolph.
I don't think he follows me.
All right, what's your question now?
Top three presidents.
Abe Lincoln, George Washington, and
FDR?
No, I'm not a big FDR guy.
Really?
Okay. I'm sorry. Cord packing, Japanese American internment camps.
I can understand
There's
that.
A lot of
New
stuff.
New Deal?
Basically, no, New Deal's okay. I'm not sure how much credit it deserves. I don't hate him for that. I also thought that what makes Washington great, why he has to be one of two, is walking away from power is
two
one
terms.
Of the great accomplishment anyone's ever done. Who walks away from power? And Washington did that. And he set a precedent for so long, and here was a guy who basically danced all over the precedent. And he did that. And you could use World War II and the Depression all you want. That bothers me.
That's fair. I can understand
that. And I'll tell you something else. In 1944, when he ran, he didn't care who his vice president was. And he should have cared. Because he knew he wasn't getting through that term. And I think that's a problem. And Harry Truman didn't know that much about what the hell was going on when he took over. That bothers me. So I'm not putting FDR in the bottom 10. I'm not crazy. But I would probably...
He's not going to make your top three list. I agree with you. Lincoln, Washington have to be there.
You know who I'd put third?
Let me guess. Go ahead. Are you going to say like James Polk?
No, he accomplished a lot. I don't like what he did. I think the Mexican-American War was an illegal war, as Abe Lincoln said. I'm quoting Lincoln here. But he did accomplish a lot. I would say Teddy Jefferson, they're in the conversation for me, those two fellows. And Dwight Eisenhower.
I was
going to
say Eisenhower's
going
to be there.
Yeah.
Ike is very underrated. My dad would have him high on the list.
He should.
My dad reads. He's into it.
Ike was great, and he was loved. I mean, think about that. Think about this in modern times, over the last how many presidents we've had. Everybody loved Ike. Everybody loved Ike. War hero, two-term president, loved Ike. So there you go.
So you enjoyed that DH, by the way.
What?
You enjoyed that debate.
Yeah. Well, no, that was actually a lot of fun. I like you, Jay.
That was
we
fun.
Had a good time.
No,
thank you very
fun.
Much for coming in, and you'll be on at 1 o'clock.
Yes, I will. And now I'm like all warmed up. Now I'm ready to go. And one last note
before
I say goodbye.
Can I just say one quick thing before your last note? I would tell you I got bad news because we've gone on so long, we're going to be late for your show. But since you were a part of being late for your own show, you're not going to be too ticked off.
That doesn't bother me.
Good. Thank you.
I'm not going to.
Careful, but go ahead. Yes.
You don't have to worry about
it. All right. What were you going to say?
What if you have to deal with American League rules, National League Park, American League uses their set of rules, National League uses their set of rules. Would that bother you?
Well, I'm already giving you using the DH during interleague play.
No, World Series.
Oh, in the World Series. You're saying reverse it?
I'm saying the American League goes to a National League park.
And uses the DH.
Correct.
And then in the American League park, I mean, that's fine, but what's the point?
The American League plays their set of rules no matter what.
What?
The National League plays their set of rules no matter what.
Get the hell out of here.
Hey, no.
It's a terrible idea.
Hey, listen.
Come on.
Your set of rules, my set of rules. Let's see who's going to win.
Stop it. You know that's unfair.
Let's see your strategy. Let's see your double switches.
You know that's unfair.
You can have it. No, listen. Who says it has to be fair? The wild card system. Wild card system isn't fair.
Get out of here.
I mean, I'm not complaining about it, but guess what?
No, it sounds like you are complaining about it.
No. I said on the air earlier today.
Yeah.
Or yesterday, whatever it was. 100 wins. Yankees playing that game and they lose. Tough luck.
Good for you. No, you're right. I agree
Tough
with
luck.
You on that. I agree with you on that.
Tough luck. So, hey.
Win the division.
Win the
Go
division.
Go out and win the division.
And for you, I say play with your set of rules. See if you can win the World Series
that
way.
You know that's foolish.
Think about it.
I'm not thinking about
Think
it.
About
it's foolish.
It.
Thank
Think
you, JJ. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Evan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.